Well, it's a sad day for KLM again. They emailed me today to inform me that they had received a previous email, and they said a sincere apology for our late response. If you want a ticket refund, may I ask you to fill in the refund form? And then they give me a link to the KLM site. I was really appalled by this because I've already made two requests for actually the return of my money for not having had the flight that was going to go back from Geneva to Norwich during the course of the volcano dust incident. I haven't had any response much other than two emails now to say that they're sorry that there's a delay and it could be at least 8 weeks. Well, we're now into almost 8 months since this has happened. Anyway, well, I'm a patient sort of guy, so I click through the link, which goes from KLM.com to customer support, and then compensation and refunds, ticket, and apply for a refund. And I filled in the information there, and I got a note to say, you can't use this form to claim compensation. So I must have been wrong. So I went back to the beginning again and clicked on KLM and customer support and compensation and refunds and ticket and apply for a refund. And I filled in the form, and again, guess what? I couldn't, they wouldn't accept the form sent in. It said that I would have to get in touch with my travel agent, who's of course KLM in this instance, because I'm a Flying Blue customer, and having booked via the website anyway. Or I could contact one of their agents via the customer support page. So I went to the customer support page, which of course doesn't have any email addresses at all, so you can't leave them a message. What it does have, though, is a load of telephone numbers and offices and when they open. One of those addresses is Norwich, my home, and it says that on Sunday the office there opens at 5 a.m. in the morning. Well, apart from having a flight that I couldn't get on because of volcano dust, I also had my flight out from Norwich on the 29th of August cancelled at 2 o'clock in the morning for a 3 o'clock in the afternoon flight. I had to try and get in touch with them because the flight wouldn't have been got me where I wanted to get in time. So I saw that the 5 o'clock slot was a good time to ring Norwich and try and rebook, because their 24-hour line, of course, wasn't available to me. It actually had an answer phone message that said that the office was closed. That's their 24-hour helpline in Amsterdam. So I waited till 5 o'clock in the morning and rang the Norwich number, and there was a recorded message that said that the office doesn't open till 8 o'clock. I'm finding it extremely difficult to get in touch with KLM. I have, however, written a personal message to Peter Hartman, their CEO, and I'm expecting an answer at some stage to my concerns about various issues of customer service. If you've had a problem with customer service and KLM, I'd be interested to hear about it too, because I think that their staff are trying to shield the senior management from actual information from customers. Anyway, I look forward to hearing from you. I have a website for this. It's on WordPress, and it's KLM, my part in their quality service. Thank you very much.